evening. Welcome to Sooner Politics Weekend Report. I'm David Vann. It's March 9th, and this is page one. We've got some audits for you folks. Let me tell you about these. These have been audits we've been waiting for years. We've been waiting for this independent audit commission set up by our legislature, impaneled by our legislature and the governor. Last year, they began their work securing the contracts from several competent outside auditing firms. We weren't going to let a state agency audit themselves. We weren't going to let any other state agency audit another agency for this. This is big picture stuff, folks. This is good news. We've been waiting for these. I spoke to the chairman, Bob Sullivan, back in mid-December, and he said, Dave, you'll probably see them around mid-January. We'll be getting these back. We'll be delivering them to the legislature at the same time they're made public. And we waited and we waited. Well, last February, I showed up at the Capitol, this last month, right after the State of the State address. No word. I stopped by the speaker's office. They said, we'll get back to you. Give us your phone number. We will contact you today. That didn't happen. So yesterday, actually Thursday, I was down at the Capitol, and I again paid a visit to the speaker's office. I said, look, folks, listen, I don't have those audits yet. This is, again, I'm coming to you. You said you'd contact me. You didn't. There's no explanation. There's no public audits. It's only a matter of time before the conspiracy theories start floating around the blogosphere. Get ahead of it, folks. Please get ahead of it. We don't need to be fighting off a bunch of ridiculous conspiracy theories, but you're not giving us a real explanation. So the good folks at the speaker's office said, you know, we're having problems with formatting the PDFs to get it on the public server that serves all the state documents. Okay, what's it going to take? How many of them are you having a problem with? Well, there's just two of them, but we want to wait till we get all of them and then we'll put them up. Well, that wasn't good. So the chief of staff, Jason Sutton, came out to the front room, talked to me, and he finally says, Dave, you want them? Let me email them to you. Give me your email address. So I did. Surprisingly, and I'm sorry, Jason, I was surprised. You did respond. You sent them that day, within hours. I got them. Thursday night, I went home. Now, listen, I talked to many of the people on the Capitol press group. And in fact, I talked to Trey Savage with Non-Doc, fine journalist. He and I don't always look at the issues the same way. That doesn't mean he's not a fine journalist. I said, Trey, if I get them, I'm going to share them with you. You get them. Please let me see them. Okay, great. So we did. So yesterday morning, I published them. I talked to several legislators and different think tanks, talked to the folks at OCPA. I mean, it was like Christmas morning for them because they're all about fiscal conservatism and accountability in government, getting all the government we pay for, and at least getting what we pay for. So here's what we've got. Six audits done of six agencies. Let's go through the list. We got Department of Corrections. We got the Tax Commission. We got the OMES, that's the Office of Management and Enterprise Services. These are the folks that keep the books on what gets spent by all the other agencies and the money that's given out to them. They are the checkbook holders of the state. So, what else have we got? The District Attorney's Council. You know, there's so many agencies. I didn't even know that agency existed, folks. I'm sorry. Call me ignorant, but I didn't know. Then you got the Juvenile Affairs. They're in there. I'm leaving some out. You know what? We're going to do a special section just going through these. Look for a special program to come out here soon. We're going to break these down line by line. But anyway, we've got six of them. We ended up going through this, and then these commissioners on the APAC, decided to write some of their own recommendations. They called them macro recommendations. That means these are problems that are bigger than just one agency, and they're right. Let's look at this. Recommendation number one. Most, if not all, of the agencies should be accountable back to the head of the executive branch. They represent the executive branch, and yet the executive leader, the governor, really has no say in how they operate. That's a major dysfunction of government. Major dysfunction. So, Governor Stitt got these shortly after the State of the State address. The Senate pro temp got these right away. And so did the Speaker. Now, the Speaker took another one of his documents and he presented them in a closed-door session, legislators only. Whatever happened to the Open Records, Open Meeting Act? I guess it didn't apply here. They showed him one of the documents. This is according to the AP. I talked to Sean Murphy about it, and he pointed to an article by Oklahoma Watch. And evidently, they were just given these lists. No explanation. They didn't actually get to see the audits themselves. So, big recommendation. Restructure these agencies so that most, if not all of them, are accountable back to the governor. That means the governor can at will hire and fire the commissioner of the agencies. Well, a bill was written, and Pro Temp Greg Treat highly supported it. Is a bill that said, okay, the governor can appoint with the advice and consent of the Senate. That means whoever he puts in has to be approved by the Senate. Well, the House wasn't happy with that as it stood. So for the negotiations, finally the House relented, and the House was given special powers. That meant that by a supermajority vote of the Senate and the House, the commissioner, the head of the agency, could be fired. But again, only the governor can appoint with advice and consent of the Senate. So I ask you, why is it, since the Speaker of the House was tasked with the responsibility to make these public, why did he not make them public while he is negotiating to not give the number one recommendation to the governor? The governor is following AIPAC. The Senate pro temp's following AIPAC. What about the Speaker? Now, we got the right outcome. We had to give the legislature, we had to give the House a few benefits, but essentially, we're getting the opportunity to reform that we need. Does this mean it's going to be perfect? Oh, no. There is no perfect system, and I agree with the Democrats on this. They're concerned. Again, they're in the minority, so are they going to have power? Probably less power now, more power to the Republicans. However, not only do we have to be concerned about politics getting in the way of running an agency properly, we need an agency that is accountable. And for many of these agencies, that simply does not exist. So, we've got some exciting things to tell you about, but we'll talk about them more after this in page two.